The rights groups say journalists and human rights defenders are being silenced, and the United Nations Security Council has not passed a single resolution to address the ongoing crisis. In a statement released today, Tirana Hassan, the executive director at Human Rights Watch, says the international community should address an unfolding disaster in Sudan. The statement further said, quote, "Sexual violence is rising, civilians are facing widespread, deliberate and indiscriminate attacks, and journalists and human rights defenders are being silenced." The Sudanese government has threatened to boycott the Security Council session if the UN Secretary General's representative to Sudan, Volker Perthes, will present a report on Sudan. The Human Rights Watch said over 20 million people, 42% of Sudan's population, face acute food insecurity, and 6 million are just a step away from famine. A former Sudanese diplomat, Salah Duma, says the behavior of the Sudanese military leaders might lead the country to more international isolation. Speaking to VOA, Al-Duma says the international community needs to intervene and rescue Sudanese civilians.
Sudan will demolish and will be destroyed as a country, and it will be an area for other terrorist groups and other militias.
Aduma says Sudan's military leaders should agree to dialogue and stop shedding the blood of innocent civilians. He says he believes Friends of Sudan have a crucial role to play by convincing the rival parties to accept dialogue.
This problem can be solved only by maintaining more pressure from the friends of the Sudan, like Saudi Arabia, USA, and other countries against the leaders of this bandit who are ruling Sudan by using the force.
The executive director of Human Rights Watch says, in the face of mounting atrocities in Sudan, the Security Council has neglected its responsibility to respond. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Juba.